Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 24, verses 24 and 25. Sending for Paul, Felix and his wife Drusilla listened as he told them about faith in Christ Jesus. As he reasoned with them about righteousness and self-control and the coming day of judgment, Felix became frightened. "Go away for now," he replied. "When it's more convenient, I'll call for you again." Paul was now on the Mediterranean coast in Caesarea, the regional centre of Roman authority. The city had only recently been built, and it became the largest settlement in Judea. It was here that Pilate had been based. Governor Felix was in charge by this stage, and Paul was brought before him. What I love about our verses today is that they're such a beautiful illustration of the fact that whatever circumstances Paul was in, he just kept witnessing. At one moment, he was happy to share his testimony with a crowd who he knew were hating every word he said, and the next, we find him sitting down with the most powerful man in the land and his wife, telling them the good news. Felix didn't have a great record. He was governor of Judea for 8 years and had a reputation for cruelty and a love of bribes. It's said that he was hoping to get a bribe from Paul and so frequently asked to speak with the apostle. We've no idea what impact Paul's testimony had on Felix and his wife, but that isn't the issue. What is significant is that Paul seized his opportunity. We must leave the outcome of our witnessing to God. What matters is that we're continually seeking opportunities to speak of who Jesus is and what he's done for us. I remember hearing some years ago from a very shy person who hated the idea of sharing his faith. And so he prayed about it and asked God to give him just one opportunity, however small, every day to speak about his faith. He told me that God had never let him down. Whether you're like this man or the Apostle Paul, God has given us good news to share, and we need to be alert for every opportunity, whatever the reaction of other people. So let me ask you a question. Will you pray for an opportunity to share your faith today? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for every opportunity that you give us for sharing the good news about Jesus. Please give us such an opportunity today. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles as well, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.